Hey, what's going on? Thanks for pressing play. If you're in Chicago, I've got some news for you. So stop what you're doing for a second. And I don't mean to bring the room down, but you're living in a climate crisis, among other things. The city council voted to officially declare that Chicago is experiencing a climate emergency. Last year, you saw 20-foot waves from Lake Michigan flood parts of the city and disappear whole parts of your beach, and it's still happening. So unless you want to stand on the shoreline and calmly accept death like the end of Point Break, Bodie! Now is the time to do something about climate change. Join Hero Power now, and you can have 100% of your electricity consumption matched with Green E-certified renewable energy certificates, and you still pay the ComEd basic electric rate. That's it. That's all you got to do. You support clean energy every time you pay your electricity bill, and it's no extra cost to you. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. You can do it in self-isolation right now at myheropower.com, and tell them Chad the Bird sent you, for real, because I did. And I know things are getting tough, and it's hard not to be able to be around people. I know it. I feel it. Just do a shot of Malort. If you're feeling down because there's no one around, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, Hero Power, the pillars on which Chad the podcast rests its weary head in these difficult times. Thank you for your continued support, and thank you for pressing play. You're listening to Chad the podcast, a.k.a. the Chadcast, a.k.a. C-Cast Nasty. My name's Chad the Bird. I'm a real bird. I live in Chicago, and I am in self-isolation, and it's hard, and it's lonely, and it's difficult, and it's all those other words. So I've just been checking in with friends because that makes me feel good, and I hope it makes them feel good too. I feel like it does. They seem pretty happy. I don't know. I'm just rambling to myself now. This is why we got to check in with each other, everyone. So this week, I hadn't heard from my friend Malik White in a while, famous stand-up comedian, Chicago-based, so I thought I would check in with them and see how they're doing. So let's go to that, already in progress.
Promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Yeah, like right now, like the one that you, okay, a little caveat, like base camp coping skill you didn't realize you had.
Solo dance parties.
Badass. Like to any particular music or just like go with it? Free for all.
To pop music. Which has not historically been part of my listening experience, and suddenly it is all I want to listen to.
Any particular, like pop music now, or like old school pop music?
So I just discovered, this is how out of the loop I've been, I just discovered Demi Lovato.
Yes! What a great day!
Well, yeah, it's been so good for me, listening through her album from, what, like 7 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Demi Lovato was the name of a band. I didn't know that was a person. Now I am informed.
So solo dance parties. What do you think is your like? What's a skill you're glad you had going into this?
The skill of being alone generally, because I am an only child.
Oh yeah, good call. Superpower.
I was made for this.
Yeah, you were made for being away from everyone.
Right.
That's how I lived, y'all. Were you trapped in a basement? It's okay. You can admit it. Are you okay? Were you trapped in a basement at some point?
No, not at any point. Good. But yeah, I don't know if I was made for this or if I was made and then it was decided by my family and everyone that I just need to, I don't need any company.
They're the one that's going to get us through this crisis. We have to start them young. Start them young!
That's a really positive.
Put it in the basement! You heard it here first, people.
Chad, my mom is going to be really upset about that rumor.
Oh, I'm sorry. But really, it's time she come clean.
Oh my God.
So Malik and I know each other from the paper machete in the world of Chicago. I guess we... We met at the paper machete, right? Like, it wasn't, because I feel like the first real conversation you and I had that was like, oh, we're friends, was like, was Lit Fest, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
And we were at that church, And it was like there were two or three of us there on the bill. If that's a bill, I'm not entirely sure that was actually a bill. It was just like we were in the fest together.
We were in the fest together. Yeah, that was a weird, fun time.
I did enjoy that. See, okay, for you people in the future, in the before times, we used to have these things where we would all go out together. And then, like, they were like, it was kind of like a pub crawl, except you would listen to each other tell stories and stuff. So they were called lit crawls. And, like, you in Andersonville, which is in the city of Chicago. I don't know if you still have that in the future, but here is called Chicago. And we would walk around Andersonville, and we would go from bar to bar, and people would read their essays. And we would listen and drink to it for, like, 2 days straight.
Yeah. Oh, it was so nerdy in the past.
But we drank like it was a rock concert.
We really did.
So that at least feels badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was cool. It was very cool.
So are you playing any games to pass the time? Are you a video game person? Are you an online game person?
Oh, I'm not a gamer. I think I'm just playing games with my mind, you know, like asking a lot of really scary what if questions. That's been my game of this.
Just staring out the window, doing the what if game by yourself.
What if this never ends, you know? what if life is done?
Existential Yahtzee, huh? Fun. Roll the dice.
Yeah. It's a very advanced game.
Yeah, I wouldn't even pretend to understand it. I barely even grasped Settlers of Catan. And then when I did, I felt so smart, and then they just smoked me. And I was like, all right, thanks, guys. Good learning experience. Thanks.
You are a gamer?
I'm more of a, like, avid watcher of games. I love watching people play games. I don't know why. It's fun to watch. Because, like, I love the people that get super into it to the point where, like, friendships are destroyed by these things. There's a game called Diplomacy, which is, like, a tabletop game, which is, like a board game with extra shit. And you go to a spot with the board and you trade, like, commodities. But the point of the game is to screw over everybody. And there's bars in Chicago where they play this game. Like, groups of people come in and play this game. And if you go into the bar and it's happening, you'll see this, like, table of mostly bearded dudes playing this game and sort of, like, talking down to each other. And then they go off into different corners and they get mad at each other. And I asked the bartender, I was like, hey, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, oh, that's a game. I'm like, that's a game? Just, like, angry bar time? That's a game? So, yeah, that's how serious these things get.
Wow. It
fascinates me to watch.
I can understand that. I understand why you would want to watch and maybe not participate.
It's a bit like going to the zoo a little bit. You're like, look at these humans just rolling dice and getting angry at each other. Why do they call it play? I don't know. What's something that's happening now within the current isolation period that's just, how do I word this without sounding obvious, driving you fucking crazy, besides the crippling loneliness and the existential dread?
I think just general judgment and shaming are driving me nuts. There seem to be a lot of that. There's a lot of time to be at home and put our opinions on the internet. And sometimes those opinions are actually not opinions. They're just in the form of shame and judgment. And I think that's really sad when we should all be taking care of each other. Yeah. So that makes me mad. That's my, like, soft boy answer to that question.
So, like, it's like, you know how when you, back in the day, would be hanging out with somebody that you didn't really like, but you kind of had to just get along. So you're just kind of like, all right, you're the you, I'm me, fine. We got to do this thing, whatever. That's gone now. That's just over. No one does that anymore, which is weird because it's so easy to do now. You just don't have to talk to anybody.
Right. Yeah. And there's another thing that's been happening that's driving me nuts. This is really important, that every single day at 5 p.m., my neighbor burns a pizza. Every day. For a month.
Have you, you should knock on the door and make sure they're okay. I feel like they're passed out on the couch.
I don't know how it happens. I know it's a pizza because I can smell it, and I know it's burning because the smoke alarm is going off.
You know what burning pizza smells like. That's a human trait. I'm annoyed with the lack of, like, hey, let's try this. Like, suddenly everybody has standards that I've talked to. They're like, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm like, why not? Specifically, why not? What else are you doing? Like, we're literally just going to try this weird-ass game that we found, and let's just give it a shot. People are like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's more speed. I'm like, your speed doesn't exist anymore. Just roll the dice. Let's see what happens.
Wow. That I hear you having a big experience with that. That sounds really challenging, Chad.
It is. It's probably the hardest thing right now, next to me feeling bad about your pizza experience over there, because I'm still emotionally dealing with the fact that somebody somewhere is burning a pizza on the regular.
It's tragic.
It's hard. How do you feel good about yourself the next day? How do you just wake up and go, you know what? I've just destroyed one of nature's most perfect creations.
I mean, they must eat it and then feel good about the fact that they didn't waste it.
Ah, blackened pizza. It's a Cajun tradition. So since I've been playing a lot of games, games have been on my mind. I got a question for you. Let's pretend that you have been gifted the power to remake the world from a wizard. Cause like right now the world itself doesn't, I mean, it's just like the same thing every day. People are being annoying. No one can leave. Everyone's going crazy. Let's just leave our collective minds and our collective realities. So a wizard came down and gifted you the power to remake everything from scratch. What is the first thing that you change?
So it's as if nothing has happened yet. Is that?
I mean, kind of like whatever you want. You have the power to redo everything. You can Thanos snap everything away. You can like remake. You can keep a couple of things, but get rid of wasps and like cucumbers, which is what I would do. But like, because I'm not really against much else. So what would you do first?
So first, I think, listen, I love existing and being alive, but I kind of think maybe humans shouldn't. maybe just none of us. And that would take care of most problems, I think.
So everything else the same. We've got zebras, you got toucans, no humans.
Right, yeah.
So if you're able to do that, would you just like phase them out, or would you just go back to the beginning and like pull the primordial ooze, drop like an Alka-Seltzer tablet in there and be like, nope?
Oh, I would go back to the beginning. I wouldn't phasing people out just does not sound appropriate in any way.
Line up! Show me why you're cool.
No.
No. See, when you say it like that, no.
No.
All right, so you're going back to the primordial ooze time.
Primordial ooze time, no people.
No people. Are you worried at all, being a wizard, are you worried at all that evolution may go cockeyed on you and humans would still make it?
Okay, so I would make sure there were no people, and then I would make sure that some other species would make it. And I am going to say that's going to be tortoises.
Yeah!
Tortoises are going to rule the world.
They kind of already do. I feel like they've got a secret that they're not letting us in on.
Yeah, they're so old and so smart.
So you now have been gifted powers from this wizard. All right, already doing things crazy all over the place. You have the power to change yourself into any form that you want to assert your godlike image to the new world. So, like, you can be like Ganesh. You can be whatever the hell you do, whatever. You're the new godlike character. What is it?
I think I would have the head of the alien from the movie Alien, and the body of a wolf.
Oh,
and maybe like extra mouths.
Just everywhere, anywhere?
Yeah, kind of all over.
Badass. Like, so you got the sleek 90s Giger kind of head with like hairy wolfman body, like Universal Monsters, or are we talking like new wolf person or like Twilight?
Oh, I'm thinking like actual wolf. So like I would stand on all fours like a wolf and just have this alien head.
And then just random mouths.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't argue with that. I would worship that thing. If I saw that thing in the woods, I'd be like, you are a higher being than me. Teach me your many mouthed ways and wisdoms. I want to run in the forest and also space. Are you like trans continental? Like, can you, or like, can you have like all surfaces? Can you swim and fly and all that? Or,
oh, I didn't even think about giving myself the ability to fly.
I mean, you got all the powers.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do all the things.
Pick a thing.
I can walk on the bottom of the ocean.
See, now that's badass. That's a big baller like power move that I feel like many deities don't have. It's like, I'm the god of the ocean. I'm like, well, I don't want that much responsibility, but it would be kind of cool if it wasn't an obstacle. Like, I could just pass through it like it's no thing.
Yeah.
Legit. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, big news for you.
What?
You've been challenged by another god. Because you're not the only one. Because the wizard gave you powers. Who made the wizard, Malik? Right? All right. So there's other gods. His god's name is Mog Ranch. And he's powerful, but he's also a jerk.
Okay.
You got to fight, right? There's times. Fight's challenge. Got to happen. What's your attack power? Like, what's your main power?
I can immediately give birth to whatever his greatest fear is.
So many. Okay. Would you just like standing there being like, oh, hey. And then boom. And then Mog Ranch just, oh, fuck. What is many mouth, many bees? So many bees.
Yeah. I could just pop out bees or like his mom or tornado.
Or a tornado. You know? Yeah. Pick one. You're fucked, Mog Ranch. Congratulations. You've defeated Mog Ranch.
Great. Uh-huh.
Done. How are you going to celebrate with your no-human tortoise-led universe?
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot that. So now I get to celebrate with the tortoises. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like gods should come. Like, that's the thing that the gods didn't really do a lot, was, like, come down and hang out. I feel like you do that. So there you are, alien wolf. That can walk on the bottom of the water with their many mouthed wisdoms, comes to Earth and be like, hey, congratulations, tortoises, let's rock.
One time I watched a YouTube video of a tortoise eating a pumpkin and he looked really, really happy. So I think I would feed all of the tortoises pumpkins and just watch them slowly enjoy it.
I feel like that's a YouTube binge that needs to happen, right? Let's just watch tortoises eating pumpkins and other gourds. Porcupines, I'm a big fan of watching them eat things, especially when they're all like chatty.
Yeah.
Big fan. Cool thing. Bonus question. Your universe just had your pumpkin party.
Mm-hmm.
And then the head of the tortoise union comes up to you and it's just like, what next, my lord? What is next for the planet? What would be your like, hey, here's an innovation for you. And then boom, gifted. There you go, tortoises. You're welcome.
Oh, a gift for the tortoises. I guess they wouldn't have access to anything that's been developed by humans since humans wouldn't exist.
True.
But I would have that knowledge. And so I would introduce them to couches. They would like that.
They have couches now. You don't think a tortoise doesn't know what a couch is? Yeah, you got a good point. I haven't seen a tortoise on a couch before. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Amazing, like how feel like you're a tortoise all your day. It's rocks and then a little bit of pond here and there, some mud. And then you're like, yo, bud. Hey, come sit here. And that tortoise is like, what? And then sits down and says, there's no need to be so cranky and callous all the time. I can just sink into this. This is amazing. Thank you, Malor. Thank you. Perhaps they would evolve out of their shells and create something else because they didn't need the shells anymore because they have couches.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What do you feel like if tortoises evolved to like, like take over the planet, sentient beings, outdo the humans, what would they call themselves? Because we call them tortoises. Mm. That's our name for their species. But I feel like after a while, they're going to be like, we shed this name.
Yeah. Yeah, they would, oh, wow. They would be the tough boys.
Legit. Hashtag tough boys, the life of the Y. Oh, what is your god name?
Oh, my god name is, oh, okay. It has to involve the fact that I'm an alien and a wolf. Howliga. That was too easy, but I had to come up with something fast.
So your name is Howliga, okay, but like their petty ears can't handle your entity-ness. Like they to say your name would you know, it's death upon you. So what would they mispronounce it as?
Howliga.
Legit. Damn it, yeah. Tortoises, get it together. Take a seat on that couch. Let me teach you. Let me learn you something. Now, this is a beautiful world in which we live in now, where there are tortoises, and they all worship Howliga, and innovations abound. But does that at all prepare you for 2 minutes and 10 questions?
I feel completely unprepared.
Yeah, you do, because 2 minutes and 10 questions starts right now. Oh, if you could only see their face right now. They are grimacing and drinking water like it's going out of style. Are you ready? No, you're not. Number one, who is the roundest knight of the round table?
The roundest knight? I don't know.
Circumference. Number two, how did he get that way?
By getting around.
Too much pie, P.I. Number three, why did the bread maker marry the royal whiskey maker? The royalty she was, he loved her still. Number four, would you rather arms for legs or legs for arms?
Legs for arms.
Arms for legs, hands down. Number five, why does leather armor make you better at sneaking?
Because you could pass yourself off for a cow.
Nice, but no, it's made from hide. Number six, why did he joust with cheddar cheese?
Because Swiss had too many holes.
Solid, but no, because it was extra sharp. What kind of cheese surrounds the castle? I'm not sorry about this one.
Goat moat cheese.
So close. Mozzarella. Number eight. What happens when you Google medieval servant?
Medieval what?
Servant. What happens when you Google medieval servant?
No results.
Oh, all right. I'm going to let you have that one. But the correct answer is it says page not found.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, what I said. Number nine. Why was the king's court so dark?
Because he was not enlightened.
Oh, no. It was because it was surrounded by knights. Number 10. What was the medieval honor code for digging called?
Holy something?
Chivalry. But 1 out of 10. Not bad. Oh, you're coming back. You're coming back to beat that score. I can see it in your eyes right now. You're like, no, bud. No, I'm bloodthirsty now.
Oh, it's so much pressure.
It's just all the pressure. So like, yeah, in closing, how are you doing?
I feel so much more invigorated than I did before we started.
Woo! Oh, good. Me too, right? It's you know, it's nice to have a moment with somebody, even if it is something stupid and silly, right?
It really is.
And it's even more so like one of those revelations nowadays when there's just so much nonsense and negativism and it's also fucking raining out that like you can be like, hey, you know what I want to do? Be stupid for a minute. So it was lovely to be stupid with you, Malik White.
Oh, it was so lovely to be stupid with you, Chad. Thank you.
Do you have anything going on the internet that you want me to plug for the listeners and put in the thing? Do you got anything going on?
Oh, I don't have anything scheduled right now, but I'm very active on Twitter at Malik_White. Or you can find me on Instagram at International Mr. Pleather. That is my handle.
Badass. Well, stay healthy, stay silly, stay stupid and crazy, and stay a many-mouthed, alien-headed wolf god.
Thank you.
Hoglot? What was it called? Fuck. What was it called?
Howliga.
Howliga! Special thanks to the Barracudas for the kick-ass song, Promises. That's the song you hear coming in out of the back end there. Hang on a second, guys. We're almost there. Special thanks to Hero Power and Malert that are making things better and keeping it the same. And special thanks to Malik White, the enigma, the wonder, the miracle that they are. And special thanks to the tortoise people who worship Howliga, because y'all are keeping the world safe. Please stay safe, wash your hands, and be happy. And every week we'll find someone else and check in with them. And please rate and review, because we're still doing that. And find us on the Facebooks, Instagrams, and the Twitters, because we're funnier than most of the jerks you're watching right now. That's legit. I'm talking about me and Malik, nobody else there. Zero other people. Throw them all away. Toss them in the sea. Wipe them out and replace them with tortoises. That's it. Thank you.